Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius, and thanks to Tolbert Garage Door for sponsoring this year's Flagtober. Flagtober 2025 starts next Saturday. Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. Hope to see you there. It's time for the Chiefs college football darty. Here's Eric.
All right, you guys know what the T in Mateer stands for, right?
Touchdown?
Well, that's good.
Tendon.
It's good. That's also good.
Thumb.
All right, we're playing a really good... That's a... Wow.
Can I just give you guys a hand for
Thank
a second?
Thank you. Look at us. Look at the braids on us.
I mean, of course, you all got the answer wrong, but damn, that was impressive.
Good
Family Feud style, you guys are at least getting points here. The number one on the board is toughness. He's got
toughness,
that grit.
But he's
is
having he surgery, play? And he's out for a few weeks.
He busted the thumb in the first quarter, then he goes 14 of 16 and beats Auburn. He leads the comeback drive to win the game, and he's an absolute animal on the ground and through the air. A lot of respect for John Mateer.
I think he should have just cut the damn thumb off and go out there and play this week.
What should have won? Should it have been touchdown? Should it have been tendons? Or should it have been thumb? Because I went with toughness, but I think you guys have a case to be made.
Yeah, I think touchdown. You know, toughness works. Touchdown works.
I hope he gets back for that Red River game. Maybe he can show off that toughness.
Yeah, show off.
Speedy recovery. Because I wanted that, man. I wanted two top 10 teams, Oklahoma, Texas, both starting quarterbacks, and we can finally get a really good Red River game because these have been pretty big blowouts. We're just swapping sides here lately.
I mean, you could keep Arch under 20 points. You can have a good game still.
It's possible.
Boomer. Yeah,
the Texas defense is legit.
But I mean, both defenses, to be fair.
Yeah.
Both defenses are legit.
They really have been. The transfers have been hitting. Brett Venables has, though, the Sooners playing really well on that side of the ball.
Mateer was asked about the difference between him and Johnny Manziel because there's been just like some random comparisons. His quote was, "I'm going to church in the morning."
That's
got to be the quote of the week.
Well, because they wanted to do the money Mateer.
Oh, okay.
That's so he was saying that's what brought up the Manziel stuff. Like, I don't want to go full money Manziel. And he's right. Think of something different.
No one will ever be quite the same as money Manziel.
No, for sure. That was a one of one. Insane.
You get benched for getting paid to sign autographs, and then your first touchdown when you come in for the third quarter, you immediately do the money Manziel
sign.
Yeah,
it was
just
brilliant.
FU college football.
I don't know. Maybe the best quarterback in Texas right now is TCU's Josh Hoover.
Can you just give Drew Mestemaker some damn love? Our own North Texas Mean Green, please.
I said maybe for
guys
a reason.
Played five games and look at him. He looks like he could be an NFL quarterback. But yeah, Josh Hoover. Shout out to Rockwell Heath.
Climbing up the Heisman odd ranks, 1,000 yards through the air, 11 touchdowns, 2 picks, 8th in the country when it comes to the QBR category. And the defensive coordinator for ASU, who TCU's taking on this weekend, says, I don't know if we've seen a quarterback like him since 2023 with the murderer's row of quarterbacks we saw. They saw Penix, Nix, and Cam Ward. He's definitely an NFL guy, the best we've seen in the Big 12.
Shots fired at Quinn Ewers.
Hoover's getting a ton of love right now. Yeah, no love for old Quinny. How about Lane Kiffin on playing Oklahoma the next four seasons? He's not happy about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not happy about it. He says, yeah, Oklahoma's really disappointing. That's how he starts. He says, we don't have anything in common with them or our fans, so that doesn't make any sense at all. And so that's unfortunate with so many great teams that we've played for a long time here, especially from our SEC West years.
Oh,
so that's unfortunate.
What does Ole Miss start with?
An O.
What does Oklahoma start with?
An O.
We found something in common.
Come on now, dude.
The O face.
How hard is
glass
it
half
to find
full
common?
Sound like Breakfast at Tiffany's song.
Come on. I don't know what Lane Kiffin is happy about. I mean, he's been bitching about the afternoon game that they've got to play at home against LSU, but he knows when they go to Baton Rouge, it's going to be a night game. You can bet Georgia's going to be a night game. Lane Kiffin does sound like a little bit of a sour.
Playoff expansion. I don't know why these guys are complaining. I mean, if you had to be undefeated or one loss to be in the national championship picture, I might get it. But this is great for the game. Are you kidding me? All these amazing tune-ins.
Hell yeah.
Ole Miss is going to be starting Trinidad Chambliss. And over the past 2 weeks,
he's been really good.
Man.
Trinidad Chambliss is a badass name.
It really is, dude. He is just absolutely lighting it up when it comes to all the different measurements.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of how we grade quarterbacks, and he's mobile. I mean, 171 rushing yards in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
dude can play some football. Okay, we do have some love to show to Texas Tech, but I did want to kind of peek ahead a little bit to the weekend that will feature a couple of big games, and it's Alabama, Georgia. And since Kirby Smart took over in 2016, Georgia has the third best win rate in the country. But the kryptonite has been Alabama. They're 1-6. 1-6 versus Bama. Now, they get them at home. I think they're doing the Bama blackout thing where Georgia's going to be having their black jerseys, which are sick, and they haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't done that since I think Matthew Stafford was playing quarterback, and they were taking on
black jerseys, silver
Nick
britches.
Saban.
Yeah. Damn.
And guess who won that game?
Not Georgia.
Yeah. So something to consider there.
Well, I hope it's just 90% or even 80% of what last year's game was, because that was the best game of the year. Because you had Bama or Georgia jump out to that huge lead.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was a Ryan Williams game.
Yes. Yeah. And if you watch the first half of some of that Georgia tape, it was like the worst that they played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was disgusting. And then in the second half, here comes Milroe and Alabama. And it was what an amazing. Ryan Williams, that was his coming out party.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. I'm excited for that one. We'll see. I mean, I'm surprised to see Georgia being so poor when it comes to like getting after the quarterback and stuff like that, because usually they're so dominant from that standpoint. They obviously lost some guys to the draft this year. I'm interested to see how, I mean, and Alabama's started to find their footing a little bit. Ty Simpson getting a little bit more comfortable. So this should be a heck of a game here. And then, of course, you have Penn State in the whiteout hosting Oregon. And I don't.
This type of game that Penn State's going to lose, right?
I would be picking Oregon. You know, if you're a betting man, historically, yes. However, Oregon also has stubbed their toe in some of like the regular season. They've been good under Dan Lanning, but that's the issue. And we talked with Brian Dantzel about this. Like in the playoff, Ohio State, who they beat in the regular season, just destroyed them. But for Drew Aller.
That was the first this 5 minutes. That
this
game
is
was
huge.
Really
this
bad.
Is huge for Drew. Amen. That's what Big I was going to say. Because the Penn State rushing attack, you've seen it. They've run all over Oregon before and still weren't able to actually beat them. And they just haven't been explosive. They're not pushing the ball down the field at all. And Penn State fans, I'm seeing on the message boards like, hey, we're just saving it. We're saving it for this game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're not showing everything because they've had quite the tune-up schedule to start the season.
Gavin Dawson special. They're sandbagging.
They're alleging the sandbagging there in Penn State. And I'm sure there is maybe some level of truth to that. But now you gotta go out there and show it. So, Drew Aller.
I'm excited.
This one's on you, my man.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can push the ball down the field a little bit. And we'll close down with just the general parity of college football right now. And Joel Klatt saying, like, at no point in any of the last few seasons could you say, like, hey, really any team between the first team in the country, number one team, to, like, the 13th ranked team in the country. Like, there's not that much of a gap there. Mm-hmm. And you can see it with teams like A&M. Like, they're really legit. And they're it's tough to crack the top 10 right now. And one of my favorite players to watch right now is Mario Craver. 274 yards after the catch this season for the Aggies, leads all players in college football, and he's already had a bye week. So that's even impressive. Despite having a week off, like after the catch, he's been an absolute monster, big play machine. So college football's in a fun parody land right now.
It is terrific stuff, Chief. A college football darty is in the books. Time to catch up with PFF's John Oning, formerly of the Morning News. He watches the tape, he studies the numbers, and he'll give you the full report on your Cowboys coming up next here on in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.